while we do understand that social services do a good job and serve the vulnerable, both old and young, we're deeply offended that someone can hold a position in social services when clearly they struggle with simple tasks such as administration. We believe that someone should be held responsible and accountable within the social services, and examples should be made for allowing the death of AJ whilst under a supervision order. Although we do understand that to make progress, mistakes have to be made. But if the board will not take on the responsibility or actions of their employees and activities, then our family will gladly take the actions to ensure their accountability. We will not stand for it that AJ was murdered and died in vain. Lastly, after AJ was cremated, we were advised by the authorities to leave the ashes with the undertakers until the case was over, to which we did. Mrs. Smith's solicitor advised the undertakers that the ashes were to be returned to her, and if they wasn't returned to her, the undertakers would face prosecution. So they were handed back to Mrs. Smith. Now the case is over, Mrs. Smith will be facing a prison sentence, and we have no idea where the ashes are at all, and we would like them returned so that the family can finally lay AJ to rest.